Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. The first thing I'm going to talk about is the intro song that you just heard is a song called Fuck It Up. It's also called Yeah, You Like It. And it was kind of, it's kind of inspired by pop stars in a sense, particularly like Paris Hilton, 90210 stars. Like it has, I wanted it to have a very Valley Girl feel while also I rap in it, which I don't think, I don't keep any of the rapping in the intro and outro for this podcast, but you can go on my Instagram at the Kate Wolf 2Fs, and I posted a 90210 picture, and I put the first minute of my Fuck It Up song to the picture. So if you want to hear it, you can check my Instagram and listen. It has my, there are two rap verses and it has one of them in that. So I hope you all enjoy. I am still on my musical journey. There's a lot of self-judgment in it. And then I know I've hit other people's perceptions or whatever, but my big message, which I've been trying to portray to people for a while, is like, you have to pursue your dreams and your artistic talents. Like when we hold these things in, these desires that are very often artistic and primal, that's, I think, when we burst and stuff. So it's very important, whether it's painting, drawing, singing, playing an instrument, there's so many different things out there, but, you know, really be your weird self and express. And I hope you guys enjoy a little bit of my newest song, Fuck It Up. I actually made it with someone, a music producer. I don't know. He said I can right now. I texted him asking if I can put it with the podcast and stuff, but I didn't ask if I can put his name down yet with it. So I will not be saying his name unless I get permission, because, he also has other jobs. I don't know if that are very like professional. I don't know if he wants to be associated yet with, because in one of my verses, I talk about my balls. So check it out if you want to hear me rap about my balls. Also, the fucking Amazon rainforest is currently on fire. It's been on fire for like 3 weeks and isn't getting any media coverage. Brazil's president, I don't know what the fuck's going on there, but like that, they have to be put out. I mean, the Amazon rainforest is really 20% of our clean air supply. It's like the lungs of the planet right now are being burned. So I'm hoping that it's taken care of soon. If not, we all should start like a GoFundMe so they can have money to put this fire out. It's really fucking concerning. It's just like tearing through it. So once again, I don't know why there's not more media coverage. This is like priority. So I'm hoping and praying that that is taken care of soon. And honestly, if not, then I will consider starting a GoFundMe myself. I don't even know like who to give it to or how that works, but that needs to be taken care of. My heart is really, I was already having a tough time, but like hearing things like that, it just really gets to me and upsets me. And I've just, I've been in a place of really having to deeply surrender to where I'm at. I've talked about in the last couple podcasts where I've been in terms of mentally and spiritually, and I'm really praying and having faith that I'm going to come through. It's a very unknown place. A lot of things are coming up in my system that I hadn't been able to deal with yet. Definitely trauma in my system. And it's just, it can be really hard. I always appreciate, once again, those of you who listen. I try to make sure, despite what's going on, that I podcast about once a week. Sometimes I take an extra week if I really don't have it in me, but that's part of the journey, is really listening to your body and knowing when you have to rest and when you have the energy to be able to do things. And this is very important to me. So yeah, thank you all again for listening. Okay. So let's fix the fucking Amazon thing. Also, in terms of Democratic candidates, I'm really loving Tulsi Gabbard. She's really awesome. And I want to shout out one of my friends, Zach. He's the one months ago, because I was wanting Michelle Obama to run big time. Obviously, she said no. And a while ago, he was like, you should check out this chick, Tulsi. But I couldn't because I was like set on Michelle Obama. But now she is really standing out to me. And I just wanted to give a little credit there because for me, she's new. But for some of you, you've known about Tulsi. And she seems just amazing. And she has served in the military. She's still like on semi-active duty, I think, while also being a politician. And she just knows her stuff and she's passionate. She will fight for things. I don't know. I'm really, once again, I've been talking a lot. I talked about Marianne Williamson. I don't know if she's going to be in the next Democratic debate, though. Bernie's obviously great. I thought he was great from last time. We got Elizabeth Warren. Kamala. Yeah, I really liked Kamala at first. I'm not sure how I'm feeling currently, but that's why I look forward to watching the debates. And I think it's important for all of us to really be open as much as we can when we watch them to see who resonates and who we think will really be able to take out Trump. Because we just need a huge shift. We need someone in office who is really connected to their morality and humanity in order to save the planet and each other. And just, we shouldn't be dealing with racism anymore. Like, that's so, like, let's just fucking stop this shit. There should be no more innocent people dying in the hands of police. Okay. There are tons still, okay, of people that are unfairly being shot because of racism. So this stuff needs to be confronted, honestly, once and for all. But also, I think kindly as possible. Sometimes it's hard to be kind. Like I said, if I was in a room with Trump, I don't know how that would go. Yesterday, I went to get some gas in my car, and this dude came up, and he like just came right up, and he's like, "Hey, you should follow me on my social media, sweetheart." And this is the dude who's like about to pump my gas, because in New Jersey it's like illegal to pump your own, which whatever. And I didn't even think. I just said, "Don't call me sweetheart, and now please get the gas," or something. Like, but like, I was like, wow. I'm not saying it the way I said it, but he was like, "Ugh," and I was like, and at first I felt weird, and then I was like, no, we're done with the fucking sweethearts and all that stuff. Like, we need someone real. I'm like all over the place. We need someone real in office, though. We need someone who's going to really put someone like Trump, who you know says sweetheart all the fuck. You know he's one of the... I don't like people who try to dominate and call you sweetheart and honey. And like, you can really feel when someone's using those words in a condescending way. And Trump seems like someone who would say that in a very condescending way. I'm laughing because I'm like, I feel like I'm so all over the place. 90210, man, it's just, the reboot is amazing. And I've also been watching old clips on YouTube and just loving it. Like, you guys need to put in like Dylan and Brenda, 90210. I totally forgot about their dynamic. And like, looking at Kelly and Brendan, put that in 90210. That's really fun to watch too. I mean, they're all fun. There's so many clips that are fun, but I like revisiting some of those romances. Oh, and Donna and David, are you kidding me? Those ones are really cute to watch too. Yeah, so 90210 is the shit. Like I said, I'll be posting a picture of the cast to go with this particular podcast. Maybe I'll call it 90210 reboot, even though I'm talking about it for like 30 seconds. It's just so good. And like I said last time, it's like bridging dimensions. And I love characters playing heightened versions of themselves. And it's just, for a lot of us who grew up with those characters and those storylines, I think it's really nice for our souls to revisit them and know all is well, in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, it's not because Luke is gone. Luke Perry, his presence is very missed. But I don't know. There's something really nostalgic and healing about getting to not just re-meet these characters, but them playing themselves and us, those of us who really cared about them and attached to them. It's nice to see where they're at and them doing well. So I'm really appreciating that reboot. And patience is built into this journey, as we all know, but it's not easy at all. Patience can be a real son of a fucking bitch. But it is. It's a part of it. Think about a baby growing in a womb, or a tree slowly having its roots go into the soil. Things take time. So a lot of us want to rush the process, but we don't actually, because if you rush a process, things cannot be formed, may not be formed properly. So taking your time and breathing, which trust me, I often forget to do. Right now, let's do our thing. Let's take three deep breaths together. It helps me do it, and hopefully it'll help you. So three deep breaths. Let's go. So there you go. Three deep breaths. And I can immediately feel the shift in my own system. So those of us who forget to breathe, just taking three as often as we remember can really help settle the system, make us feel anchored. And it makes me think of trees once again. As above, so below. They need to have those really deep roots holding them into the ground. So when the storms come, they don't topple over. You know, but once again, a lot of us are feeling very isolated and alone. So part of the urgency is wanting to connect to something. And I completely get that. But right now, I think is a big time for us all to connect to ourselves more and understand who we are. Like I have always said, we're all animals as well as enlightened beings. So it can be hard to watch certain habits or behaviors we do that we are ashamed of or feel weird about. But like if you watch Planet Earth or any documentary, like animals do weird shit, you know, it's when we push it down out of shame of trying to be something we're not that I think we explode. So, and of course, other reasons for people exploding, like when an explosion leads to something like a mass shooting, we also really need to take care of this gun law and gun reform. I saw the most ridiculous video of a former NRA president, this woman, and she was literally, one of her arguments for not making assault weapons illegal was, what are you going to tell the little girl that you just gave a pink assault rifle to? Are you going to take it away from her? That was literally an argument she was saying as to like why we should keep assault rifles, is because if we don't, we'll have to take them away from little kids. I was like, just the thought of a little kid holding an assault rifle is like the most terrifying thing. But we just need a huge shift around how we handle our own emotions and gun reform. It's just time that we figure out all of this together and swim in the gray area together, because a lot of people have become black and white on these issues, and we have to find some kind of happy medium. Things have to change. So let's see. There have been this couple of Blue Jays. They're so cute. These two that always come to my window, and like sometimes they'll like knock at it. I've talked about this before, but like they always visit me, and it's a lot of times when I've like unconsciously escaped into a doubtful place or something, like they snap me right out of it. And it's really cute, because it, like I said, there have been some rough times going on over here, and I think we all need those beautiful reminders from nature, from animals, from friends, that it's going to be okay, because a lot of things are really shifting, and it's time we wake up, and especially for the planet. I mean, the Amazon rainforest being on fire is like a big fucking deal. So I'm not asking people to panic, but like in terms of patience, when it comes to that, no patience. Put out the fucking fire. Let's see. Oh, Selena Gomez. I don't know if she's releasing it or it. She was going to release these songs about a year ago, and then they got leaked, and then she didn't end up putting them out on her album. But one is called Stained, and then there's another one called, I think it's called Feel Me. And they're both so beautiful. So those of you that are Selena Gomez fans, definitely put in Stained. And I think the other one is Feel Me. And they're just, I'm so in love with, I've always loved her music, but I really, and I feel like she's definitely talking about Justin. I mean, obviously, which is a whole complicated situation that I've already weighed in on. I'm not going to even go much deeper other than saying I'm a big Selena fan. And she really knows how to channel her soul. You can feel it. She's channeling her raw feelings that most are too scared to put out in that manner. And I know she also struggles with mental health stuff. It's just when you're very, very sensitive, I think we pick up on a lot of the pain around us. And she just seems like a really beautiful soul. And I love her music. I hope I get to meet her one day. You never know. There was this ridiculous news story title thing I saw where it was like, woman, I'm sorry, I'm laughing because it's so not funny, but like, you'll understand. It was like, woman burns down house of man who called her at 4:30 a.m. for sex, but then fell asleep. I was like, wait, what? So this dude, I guess, like kind of like booty called this girl to come over at 4:30 a.m. And like, that's not 4:30 a.m. is like not a good time, right? Like 4:30 is just not, most humans are sleeping at that time, unless you're like work the night shift or whatever. Like if that's your normal bedtime and you're getting booty called and you drive there and then he doesn't answer his phone or the door, I can understand why she was so upset. But obviously that does not excuse her to burn down a house. It did say that the man and his dog got out safely, thank God. So obviously what she did is not all right. Like, obviously. But I also understand the rage she must have felt to get booty called at 4:30 and get there and have him just like not be responsive. But still, with a good healer and the right tools. Well, first of all, and there's no, I want to say there's judgment on burning the house down, but like those of us who have driven to a person's house at a time that we know we shouldn't have, or that made us feel weak or whatever, like just honor it. Like, it's okay. Like, do you, that's the thing. Like at this point in my life, I haven't done a very late night drive like that because I try to go to bed by like 10. So in my life, I think if someone called me at 4 a.m. to come over for sex, I think I'd be like, no. Well, first of all, I wouldn't even hear it because I put my phone on do not disturb when I go to sleep because I like my sleep. I don't know. It was just a ridiculous headline. And I was like, I have to talk about that. Also, once again, the Amazon, some of the pictures, if you put an Amazon rainforest fire, some of the pictures, they really look apocalyptic because the smoke has now traveled down to, I think it's San Paulo. I know I'm bad at pronouncing things. San Paulo. And the skies are like black. It looks so apocalyptic. And I feel like in a sense, the apocalypse is here, but it's one of waking up, or we're going to destroy each other on the planet. So I'm hoping that this leads to, I hope it's a wake up call for real that we listen to, because the knocks get louder and louder until we listen. So, you know, we are in an emergency state, I think, especially when it comes to the climate change and global warming that like that our president doesn't acknowledge, which is, I mean, I don't know. I can't. Obviously not a fan of Trump. And the NRA again. I just brought up the woman who had the most ridiculous argument. Like, I just wouldn't go for a candidate at this point that's backed by the NRA. Like, I think that's obvious, but that needs to be something that's like really, the NRA has too much political power and gun reform needs to happen now. The fact that people can buy guns who've had like they have like a history of like you can get a gun way too easily. That's all I'm going to say. I know the laws differ, but like it needs to be so much harder to get a gun. And assault rifles are insane. Okay. Oh, and then Trump just alienated Denmark. So he wants to buy Greenland. I'm not sure how this came about in his head that he has to buy Greenland. And the prime minister of Denmark was like, no. And then he said, well, I'm not going to come then. I like don't know what's going on in this man's head. I feel like he's obviously on an ego trip. He's got this alpha complex, Napoleon complex. And I feel like he thinks he's playing a game of Monopoly where he's like trying to buy everything on the board. And people are like, that's not on the board. And he's like, no, it's on the board. They're like, no, it's not on the board. And it's like, you can't like go to a friend's house for dinner and be like, I'm going to buy your house. And they're like, no, we're not trying to sell our house. And they're like, if you don't sell me your house, I'm leaving. It's like, well, bye. Like what? Like, I don't think he understands that this is not how this stuff works, because he was obviously born, what is it, like with a silver spoon in his mouth, I guess is the phrase, or a platinum spoon, and a platinum gold encrusted spoon for Donald Trump's case. And he clearly does not know how to really relate to all people. Like, he tries in a sense, but it still feels very disconnected. Like, I'm gonna buy Greenland, and the prime minister's like, no, like Greenland's not up for sale like that. Like it's when I see, and he, like, on his Twitter account, you need to go look at his Twitter account, he his tweets are insane. And he, like, literally he tweeted a photoshopped picture of like a Trump plaza in the middle of Greenland and said, I promise not to do this when I buy it. And I was like, what is he doing? He's like a maniac. I know he's trying to have a sense of humor, but it's not just a sense of humor, because he won't go there because they won't sell it to him. Like, I'm just, I don't know. Anyway, Shane, my son, who's about to be 13 tomorrow, he told me I look like an angry feminist because I've got like the short hair and it's obviously rainbow. I got my tattoo. At first, I got really defensive of it. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I guess I am an angry feminist in a sense. Like, whatever. We all, men and women, should right now be angry feminists if you really want to talk about it. Like, I am angry. I'm angry that people aren't waking up and treating this planet better. I'm angry that the animals aren't being treated with more kindness. I can feel the anger and the depression and the sadness and the denial and all of it in my system. I have clients, and I know that it's not just me. That's all I'll say. I have clients, I have friends, like I speak to people. I know that there's a lot of stuff happening, and I'm just really ready. It's not just angry, it's like frustrated, because I'm ready for a new way for all of us to operate so we can actually really be in the present moment and enjoying our lives. So I am angry. I'm angry at racism. I'm angry at Donald Trump. I'm angry that a child sex trafficking ring went on as long as it did and that the victims are still not being fully listened to. I'm mad that Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's cohort, who recruited tons of young women, is still not behind bars. So I am angry. Feminist, yeah, if you want to break down the word feminist, it's not at all anti-man. It's pro-equality for both sexes within all of us. It's for every single one of us to be able to claim our inner masculine, our inner feminine, no matter what your outer shell is, man or woman. We are so much more fluid in how we define ourselves than how society tells us we're supposed to be. Men and women are both sensitive, and men and women are both strong and fierce. And I'm very much looking forward to a deepening shift that I believe is going to take place. And I know that as we shift our consciousness and our awareness, that we will also be able to have much more conscious, aware contact with extraterrestrials. I already, like I said, I know that they're already here. So many people have seen spaceships. Many are documented. I also have people I completely trust who have seen them. And I just feel like there's still just so much fear around the unknown. So I'm looking forward to us kind of healing this fear around, whether you want to call it the esoteric, the unknown, the other side, you know, even mediums. Like, mediums contact people who've passed, and yet we're so scared of quote unquote ghosts. It's like, they're just energy systems. They're forms. They're here to communicate a message. You think they're angry ghosts? Well, there are also a ton of angry humans. So the more we can just open up and heal the places within, and I am trying my best to include my inner angry feminist, because in our society, it's like, there's so much disdain towards that. And it's like, well, what's wrong with being angry in general? Anger's not a negative emotion. It becomes negative when you push it down and then it becomes something else. So the more we can claim anger and channel it, hopefully there will be more rage rooms. Hopefully people, I love some heavy metal music, some rap music. Really, it's like, it's okay to channel that rage. There's a reason why rage exists. So there you go. And anyone who's not a feminist, which really means equalitarian, which I don't even know if that's a word, but then you're hurting yourself. Equality is about freedom, I think. I think it's the freedom to get to be you without being abused, whether it's emotionally, physically, sexually, financially, whatever. So that's what we're looking for. And it's beyond feminist. I wish I had the term equal. I'm going to try to put this into my phone. Equalist. What is the term for someone who would want equality? Let's see. Equal. I'm putting in equalist, which I don't think is a word. Oh, it says gender equality. Okay. Well, I wish still that. Oh, guess. Oh, this was years ago. A Miss USA on why she's an equalist and not a feminist. Ugh. But I hate when people say that, because that's what feminism means to me at this point. The reason why we say feminism and not equalist then, because I like the word equalist. I want equality for all. But I think the reason right now why we're saying feminist is because, you know, because of all the stuff that's happened with women being essentially property of men up until not too long ago. And it's the same thing with racism. It wasn't too long ago that slavery was here. So that's why it's hashtag Black Lives Matter. It's not, they're not saying all lives don't matter. They're saying, hello, pay attention to the lives that you're abusing and killing. So for now, it's feminist and Black Lives Matter. Okay. Once racism is healed, and misogyny is really healed, then we can all talk about new hashtags, okay? Until then, that's why it's feminist, and that's why it's Black Lives Matter. Like, duh. Once we really can heal to a new place, hopefully the hashtags will be different, like all one, all love, you know? Because that's what it all is. This is a mystery of love, baby, right? Not so easy. I say it like it's easy. It has not been easy. But I know I'm going to get through this. I know you're all going to get through whatever is going on and coming up. And I know I'll never give up on myself. I've been through so many low places and have always come out more me and more authentic. And I know one of my favorites, Pema Chodron, she has a quote where, and I know I've said this before. Let me give you the exact quote. I'm going to put it into my thing. Okay, hold on. Right. I'm going to say, Pema Chodron, Annihilation. I'm putting it into my phone to get you guys the exact. Oh my God. It said, I said Pema Chodron, Annihilation, and it read it as Pinochet Drone, Annihilation. And then it says, the death of a president who lives on. Okay, well, I was not talking about Pinochet. Did not even know. I don't even know who. Okay, well, now I have to see who Pinochet is, because I feel like, oh, he was the former president of Chile. Okay, well, that too. All right, now I'm going to put in Pema Chodron, Annihilation, and give you this quote. Okay. So this is Pema Chodron, one of my favorites, one of my favorite spiritual seekers and leaders. And this is the quote. Only to the extent that we expose ourselves over and over to annihilation can that which is indestructible in us be found. And I feel like that is so beautiful. And that is what it feels like is happening for me. She wrote a book called When Things Fall Apart. And I got it a while ago. I think it was in my more divorce era, but it is incredible. And it was part of my, I think, original awakening. I've gone through a bunch of shatterings within my awakening because you can't have a, you can't do it all at once. You would literally die. Your system couldn't handle it. But so I've had a bunch of different shatterings where I realized my reality was different than I had blinded myself to, in a sense, purposely to survive. But Pema Chodron's When Things Fall Apart really is helpful for anyone going through things where they feel like things are falling apart and they don't know what to do. And I'll read this quote to you one more time because I even need it one more time. It's only to the extent that we expose ourselves over and over to annihilation can that which is indestructible in us be found. And I just want to put 10 million exclamation points on that. And I can relate to it. I feel like I'm finding the indestructible within me time and time again. And I pray for you all to be able to find that light within so you can find the indestructible within you time and time again. And I think it's that indestructible light. But it's not always easy. And you have to have the freedom to say what you need and be who you are. I saw friends the other day I've been very at home a lot. And I started to have panic come up in my system at one point. And the old Kate from years ago would have pushed down the panic to not disrupt anyone around me. And the newer Kate told people, I'm having a bit of a panic attack. And who knows, we call it a panic attack. It could be something else you're picking up on. When you're in a public space, we pick up on all different energies and frequencies. But the point is speaking up, saying what you're feeling, and being honest and seeing what unfolds when you start really being who you are and saying what your truth is. Even if you feel silly for saying, right now I feel panicked, or right now I'm sad, or right now I'm jealous, or right now I'm angry, or right now I'm joyful. Suppose you're in a room where everyone else is sad, but you don't want to pretend to be sad because you're feeling joyful. You get to say that too. This is a journey of authenticity. It's definitely not easy, especially those of us who have undergone a lot of trauma and still hold it in our system. And I believe that's the deepest part of what I'm going through, is unlocking a lot of trauma, even though it's hard. Hopefully it's in a great way, so I can finally start to live a life that's deeply fulfilling, where I love myself. And when you don't fully love yourself, it's really, really hard to create and manifest a life that's truly, you can't, it's not going to be in your vibrational frequency match. So the more you can be honest and start to navigate honestly, the more you'll attract the life that's really in alignment with your truest soul song. So much love to you all. I'm going to do a shorter podcast and end it. But once again, thank you all so much for listening and being on this journey and your own journeys. I get really beautiful messages, whether it's on Instagram or email. Sometimes I can't get back because of my own energy resources and stuff like that. But it really means a lot to me that you guys are taking a lot of this in, and whether it's opening up to other realms and dimensions, or saying, you know what, I am going to go to therapy and finally talk about my trauma, for those of you who've never taken that step, or whatever it is. Like, I'm just grateful that you guys take the time to listen and are all trying to heal. Even if you don't agree with everything I say, right? It's like, we all just want to heal, be authentic, and feel free. And that's why animals as well want to be free and uncaged. By the way, on that note, I've heard that the impossible burger, which apparently isn't vegan. It says it's plant-based, but I believe I just found out that there might be some egg product in there. You may or may not want to research that if you're a strict vegan. I used to be a strict vegan years ago, but obviously now I'm actually just mostly vegetarian. But anyway, the Impossible Burger, I heard it's amazing, is at Burger King. So those of you should try that as well. I love, you know, everyone's diet, I think, should be flexible and fluid to their needs. But I love people who are exploring maybe for the first time a plant-based diet. Even if it doesn't stick and then you add some meat in or whatever, I think opening up to more plant-based stuff, especially those of you who are only raised on like meat and potato diets, I think it's really cool to just be open and explore and find out what feels right for you. So, yeah, sending so much love to you all. Let's make sure the Amazon rainforest doesn't completely burn down or we are fucked. And if you want a healing, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the Kate Wolf. And especially check my Instagram, because I'm going to be posting, like I said, a minute of my new song, Fuck It Up. And I would love those of you who support my musical endeavors to leave some positive feedback. If you hate it, you can just keep going to the next post. You don't have to send me a mean thing. You don't have to like everyone's art, but you also don't have to shit on it. You know what I mean? So now, I don't think any of my listeners would do that. But actually, in the Labia Game video that's uploaded on Laugh Button, one person, they were like, you should have listened to your body when you had the panic attack on your bed and not do this. It's shit. And the thing that surprised me is obviously people can have their opinion on Labia Game. It's like my first rap song of me exploring my skills. But it was funny to me that they like knew the backstory. I was like, how, like, are they listening to the podcast? Like, it was just funny. I was like, oh, this person like knows my story. So there are some people, I guess, who've semi-followed my journey, maybe through listening to when Joe Santagato was on. But then like when I started doing the more spiritual stuff, they were like, fuck this. I don't know who writes those comments. But I thought it was funny that they knew the story of the panic attack. But then they were still like, you're shit. I'm like, okay, just an artist trying to explore, hitting some bumps here and there. But I still stand behind Labia Game. I hope to continue to evolve and get better at all of this stuff, just better at life in general, but I still stand behind it. So for those of you who haven't checked it out, put in Labia Game and enjoy the outro for this. Is going to be a piece of Fuck It Up. So enjoy, and everyone have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Dude, did you see what she was wearing? Fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up. Dude, yeah, you like it? 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 Yeah, you like it?